Good morning. We finished Chayadim Klal Amud Gimel, which talks about the Luchos of Mincha, but we left off that there are a few points that the Chayadim does not touch on, which we need to still talk about to cover everything we'd like to cover on the topic of Mincha. So one issue is the proper time to daven Mincha / Maariv. So the word brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. When is the proper time to daven Mincha and then daven Maariv? The Chachamim say that Mincha can be said until Laila. And then once it's Laila, a person can daven Maariv. A person cannot daven Maariv before Laila. And a person cannot daven Mincha once it's Laila. But a person can daven Mincha all the way until Laila. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says an interesting thing. Rabbi Yehuda says that the last time that daven Mincha is what's called Plag Mincha. Plag Mincha. And from that point onwards, a person can daven Maariv and no longer can daven Mincha. And we had a different way to calculate Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before nighttime. Is that referring to an hour and a quarter before actual night, full nightfall, Tzitzit Chachavim? Or is it referring to an hour and a quarter before sunset, as Machlokes? We've touched on this before. According to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Magen Avraham and others, we calculate from Tzitzit Chachavim. So an hour and a quarter, of halachic hours, Shosmanius, before Tzitzit Chachavim is when Plag HaMincha starts, which many times the Shulchan Aruch points out can be fairly close to the time of Shkia. So according to the Chachamim, you can continue the Daven Mincha. According to the Ben Otam, you can continue the Daven Mincha even after the sun sets, like we mentioned before. But according to Yehuda, that's already time for Maariv. According to the Gra, which understands that once it comes Shkia, you can no longer Daven Mincha. That's according to the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even when it's still daylight outside, the sun has not set. An hour and a quarter before sunset already is a time for Maariv. He understands that the phrase Maariv Aravim, that he's bringing the nightfall, it's moving towards nightfall. It's not necessarily actually night yet, but it's moving towards nightfall. Now, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's not nighttime. And therefore, Tosis says, according to most opinions, and Tosis, it's not you cannot say Kriya Shema yet. It's not nighttime, but you can daven Maariv. So, a person will daven Maariv and say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema being a way to say some Divrei Torah before you daven Shemoneh Esrei, because it's appropriate before you daven Shemoneh Esrei to say some words of Torah. And the Birchas Kriya Shema that you're saying is as part of Maariv. Later on in nighttime, you have to actually say Kriya Shema again. And the Chayyarim will touch on this issue of when's the proper time to say Kriya Shema in this context. Now, the Mor says that there's no final decision in this Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Mincha Maariv in one way. According to Yehuda, you can daven the other way. There's no final decision. However, David Kamar Abed. Either way you do, you're doing fine. You can't mix. You have to decide: is this the time for Mincha still? Then you can't turn around and say, "Well, no, it's time for Maariv." If it's Mincha time, it's not Maariv time, and vice versa. So you cannot do what's known as a tartar disaster. So one day, that's for sure, there's a problem with Tartar Disaster. I can't daven Mincha and then turn around and daven Maariv and this, after Plag HaMincha. What about in different days? So the way that Mr. Baruch understands, based on the Nosek Kedem and Shulchan Aruch, even really what this is brought down in Halacha, that a person, there's an issue of a Tartar Disaster, and that applies that really a person should pick one Shita and follow that Shita constantly. If you hold like the Rehuda, this is the time for Maariv, that's fine. So you always have to make sure that you daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha. If you hold that you're allowed to daven mincha during that time, then you can't one day say, well, it's more convenient to daven ma'ariv now. A person preferably should always follow one opinion. So, and that's brought down in halacha. This is a person, if a person allows himself to daven mincha all the way up till shkia, or afterwards, a person should not daven ma'ariv during that time. And that's why you'll find people which are makbid, that they never daven ma'ariv early. They always wait till after shkia or after tzeisa kechavim, at least to daven ma'ariv. What about a situation where you want to combine the two because of a shasat chag? Best one, we'll talk about that in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good Yom Tov.